You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
Morena Alice, how are you today?
Look, honestly, I'm living, I'm laughing, I'm loving.
It's all go.
I am absolutely, I've gone football crazy.
Me too, yeah. I'm so glad. I feel like there is just no shame in being like, I have never given a single shit about sports before, and I'm suddenly like, I know all the stats, I know all the facts.
Oh, absolutely.
I know I'm going to go get an Ali Riley t-shirt because I think she's the coolest person ever.
Absolutely. Did you see the Italy versus bloody Argentina? Go Argentina, I'm so sad. But that header in the
amazing.
Goal,
chef's
really
kiss.
Amazing.
This is now a sports segment.
Yes.
About the green, the turf.
The turf. We love to see gals kicking balls.
We do. Now, we're actually here to talk about theatre. We're not alone in the studio. Would you like to welcome our guest, Alice?
Look, it's my very, very humble and privileged honour to welcome to the show. We have Mark Chayanit Wittet.
Kia ora, kia ora, kia ora.
Kia ora.
Welcome, Mark, to the show. We're here to talk about your show you've been directing. It's called Henchmen. You're on at the Basement in a couple of weeks. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So, Henchmen, you're directing this work. It is by Wellington, Pornicky-based playwright Amy Wright. It was shortlisted for the Before 25 Play Market Award. Talk to us a little bit about Henchmen. What's the premise? Because it sounds very, very good.
Yeah, cool. So Henchmen is a play written by Amy Wright. She wrote it a couple of years ago, and it got shortlisted for the Before 25, and it's kind of been sitting on the shelf for a couple of years until now. But it's basically like an office comedy drama about two people who are working a job that they don't really want to be in. They're kind of stuck in their life and in their career, but it's set in an evil lair, and the main character are two henchmen. So.
Okay, gorgeous premise. We love. So you as a director, you've been working in theatre and film, as you were just saying before. So why did you come back?
So I kind of got into arts through theatre. Like, you know, I was like a tree in a like primary school production. Yeah, I was like, this feels so good.
Yeah. Give me more of it. What is that?
Applause. Endorphins running through my veins. And I did theatre like for quite a while, but I hadn't really touched it in 4 years, and moved mainly into film. But I just got approached by one of the lead actors, Kate, who has also been production managing the whole thing, and she went to university with Amy, so they knew each other. I had done a short film that her partner and I co-directed, so she'd seen it and I guess liked my mom. So
talk to me about what maybe some of those differences are when you're working in film versus working in theatre. What is it that theatre has that film doesn't?
Oh,
and
you know,
a little
like
cheeky wink on your face. What does the stage have?
Yeah. The stage in all its glory that film just simply cannot meet.
Well, it's like everything you see like in the movies, like your High School Musical and shit. Like, all that shit's true. You know, the magic is real.
Yeah,
and like there's something magic about making a show. Like, I think what I've been like finding really lovely and fun about it again is like, you get like, you can feel like there's like a whole process. Like when you do film, you kind of, you finish something and then it's like,
it's done.
Yeah. And you're kind of like, there's no like satisfaction of like having a big premiere unless it's like a feature with like lots of funding, you know. You send it off to festivals, but then it's sort of like a waiting period. Like you'll wait for like a year or two after it's done for anyone to see it. But with theatre, you know, you're like in a room, you have so much time to collaborate and work with the actors, and then you put it up and you get the instant gratification of like people being able to see it and enjoy it. And
totally.
It's like an art for the people, I guess, which is
cool. Ooh, go on. You're speaking my language.
I want to say so myself.
I do also think, you know, there is that kind of bittersweet thing. Like, I've been on sets where you do rehearse and the director's like, yeah, you know, this is like theatre, you know, we're gonna rehearse this and we might shoot it from different angles. But then it's shot and then it's done. And then you're like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Whereas I love this view that, you know, like theatre evolves even in season. You know, you can continue to tease out moments. Talk to us about your performers. So it's a two-hander, is that correct?
Yeah, it's mostly a two-hander. So there's two leads and then one supporting role. We've got Sam Shannon, who is trying to find a park right now. She was supposed to be here with
shout
me.
Out to Sam. Sam,
yeah. Shout out to Sam.
Shout out to the first week back of uni chaos on Princess Street. Yeah.
Love you, Princess Street. The city is cursed. All right, so yeah, you've got your show. And they, have they worked together before?
So there's Sam and Kate, and they had studied together, mm-hmm. and... So they've worked together a bunch, and they've got really great chemistry. And then Awapuna is the third character, and she hasn't. That's the first time that those two and Awa have worked together. But honestly, you wouldn't even be able to tell. Like the whole team has been like really great, and they're awesome. Yeah. You guys have to come see it, they're really good.
Yeah, so it's opening in a couple of weeks, so you're probably hitting the point. It actually open on the 8th of August, which is two to a bit weeks away. Yeah. You're probably hitting that really juicy, spicy bit, or absolutely the monotonous, mundane part of the rehearsal period, but you're running into the production week. How are things looking and feeling in the rehearsal room?
Yeah, things are looking really great. You know, there's days that just feel like they go really easily. We knock out the scenes and everyone's just on their A game. And, you know, sometimes it's days where we're just like all super tired and it just feels like it gets shit. And, you know, but like
just
I think
have to push through those days.
Yeah, that's all a part of the process. And I feel like some of those days, sometimes they teach you more, you learn more.
Oh, yeah, truly. Yeah. I have the fondest memory of when I was at drama school. We had a massive party for, I can't remember what it was, I think it was like a birthday or something. Mm. And then everyone, including the tutors, were all hungover the next day. Oh, and Nina Nawalawala, who's an incredible New Zealand Fijian director and dramaturg, was like, you must turn up to do the work. And we were all just like, yes, we must. And we did like the best movement class with her we'd ever done. Mm-hmm. And the whole, you know, like, and it was true. It was like profound for me because it was like, you must. And from then on, I've always been like, you must turn up for the work. Because you just never know, right? Like, you absolutely. And I also love that you're just talking about, like, yeah, some days are hard in the rehearsal room.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
That's a part of it. All right, so the Henchman, it's on at the basement. It's in the studio. We love the
cute
studio.
Little studio.
We love the studio.
It's a great space.
It's so great, but because it is tiny, it means that seats are limited. You've only got a 5-night run, 6:30 in the studio at the basement. You can go on to basementtheatre.co.nz to get tickets. Wishing you all the best, Mark, for
Thank
the next
so
few
much.
Weeks
Thank you,
ahead.
Guys.
It's going to be, look, there's a lot of good theatre happening at the moment. There's some great theatre happening at the moment, so please go and check it out and break a leg for opening night.
Thanks, team. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you both.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
That was a 95 BFM podcast. Support 95 BFM with a B-card. Go to 95bfm.com/signup.